The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. Joining me on the show today is Brittany from Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, and we have another one of your guest music director finalists, Tim Verville, joining us, and we're here to talk about another great performance with the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. It's Cowboys, Spaceships, and More, or Spaceships, Cowboys, and More. Either way, there's going to be spaceships, there's going to be cowboys. It sounds like a lot of fun. So, Brittany, first tell me, when's this happening? Where is it happening? And all the stuff we need to know before we go.
Yes, so this concert is the last of our Summer Beach series for the SMSO. It will be Saturday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Shadowland Pavilion here in St. Joseph. Gates open at 5:30. And yes, this will be a concert filled with great, memorable film music from the movies of yesterday. You can get your tickets online at smso.org. You can stop by or call our office. $20 for lawn chairs, so you bring your own chair or blanket. Okay. $30 for reserved, and we'll provide a chair for you. And $10 for children under 12.
Awesome. Now, in the past performances of the summer series, there's been food and refreshments. Will there be that for this one as well?
Oh, yes. And the food truck lineup for this concert will be Woodstock and Grill, Don Chepe, and the Ice Cream Ladies again.
Awesome. I feel like there should be popcorn involved in this. Maybe people can bring their own popcorn.
That would be great. Yes, yes. Bring your own popcorn, your candy and pop. And
wonderful. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just looking at some of the pieces that you'll be doing. But Tim, tell me first a little bit about yourself before we talk about the music that you'll have the symphony orchestra performing. Where are you from?
Well, originally, I'm from Oklahoma. I was born and raised out there and was there through my undergraduate degree in college. And, you know, I mean, when I was real young, my mother trained show horses. So maybe there's a little bit of that cowboy portion, you know, that I'm bringing to this performance. But after that, I was in Boston for a couple of years, still for school, for graduate school at the Boston Conservatory. And then I was in Arizona for about 7 years, finishing up a doctorate in, you know, waving my hands around in front of people, otherwise known as conducting. And while I was there, I founded a group out there that was pretty successful, and it was a lot of fun. And we did a lot of collaborative style performances. Sometimes they would just be, you know, what you would expect from a normal concert. And then it kind of evolved into, you know, trying different things, sometimes having live painters with the music so you could see what an artist was visualizing in their head and things like that. And then about 5 years ago, I moved out to Georgia, where I live now.
Awesome. Yeah, this sounds like, will there be visuals within this performance, or will we just have to, I guess, in our minds, take ourselves back to the movies that you'll be playing songs from?
Yeah, I think that's the main point, because it's outside, and it's kind of hard to project, you know, use a projector during daylight hours for that. But, you know, you always have the orchestra on stage, and some people like to watch the conductor sometimes, you know, so there's always that, of course. And then you're going to have the scenic views of everything that's going on around that wonderful location as well.
Absolutely. And we will be watching you, because you are one of the featured music director finalists. So this is like a job interview for you. So you're bringing your A game. And so tell us a little bit about what pieces you're going to be having the symphony perform this concert.
Well, I mean, we have a wide selection that is really by composers who are, you know, either Oscar winners or Oscar nominated, who have these long careers of just producing hit after hit after hit. Yeah. I mean, you have Hans Zimmer in there, who has done everything from Batman to Pirates of the Caribbean to, you know, on this performance, we're doing a suite from Pearl Harbor. You know, we have music, obviously, from Star Trek that's going to be on there, but we also have a couple that people might not necessarily be aware of as much, like Ennio Morricone. And he's really one of these prolific film composers that has done a lot of amazing things. Mm-hmm. Started off doing, you know, the Italian Western, the spaghetti Western, as it's called. But yeah. We're bringing a little bit different, not what he's was necessarily known for, just to kind of show a little bit of a different side. But there's fun music in there. The opener, gonna fly now from Rocky, is it is what it is. It's a great piece, and you know, it really gets your toes tapping for that. But there's a wide range of music that we have on this program, and I think people are really going to enjoy hearing it. And we might have a little audience participation here and there as well, too.
I like that. Are these some of your favorite composers? Since you know it is the concert that you're conducting for, are these some of yours that you love and you love also being a part of and having a performance of?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, when it comes to composers, they're just amazing people when they have the ability to write things. And I think almost everybody on this performance does what a good composer can do, which is do the most with the least. And you see that in the classical world, and you see that in film scores as well. You know, we mentioned Hans Zimmer. I mean, he's very prolific, and I'm a fan of his work. Elmer Bernstein for The Magnificent Seven, just the ability to craft tunes that are memorable and that have an impact. And I'll actually speak about that a little more in the concert, because there's a tie to this piece and an orchestra member in this performance. So I'll be able to shed a little more light on that. But everybody that's on here, whether you recognize the name or not, if you understand that the films they've done and you start making the connections of the other films they've done, you'll say, I didn't know. Maybe I should know that person.
Absolutely. Danny Elfman on there as well.
Danny Elfman is on there as well.
One of my favorites.
You know. Yeah. He's one of those that if you know, you know, and everybody should know. You know, aside from just doing Batman, Danny Elfman's Batman, you know, he also scored Beetlejuice. He scored Edward Scissorhands. He did music for Men in Black. And I mean, so many others that, you know, we're dealing with composers that you might not have caught them in the credits, but you know what they've worked on. And I liked that film. That was a great film. And you usually don't like the film if the music's bad.
Absolutely.
So that's the point.
And then Nightmare Before Christmas, not only did he compose it, he also sang on that and then many other things. And Oingo Boingo. I mean, come on. How could you not love Oingo Boingo?
And not all of them. That's what's great about it, is not all of them are your typical one pathway of a career for being a composer. And they all kind of have their own, not only their own personality, but their own background traits that are expressed through their music and what they contribute to film music.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, you know, all these different composers, they have a lot of different styles. And so it'll be a lot of fun for the orchestra as well to kind of go on that journey of all these different composers and through cinema and know the songs that they love as well. And speaking of journeys, you've been all around the world with orchestras and things, but have you ever been to Southwest Michigan?
I have not. I've been to the UP before, but that was over a decade ago. But, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to take some time around the rehearsal and the performance and just, you know, hop in a car and explore around a little bit on my own, get kind of lost, and then put in a familiar address and GPS and come back. And so that's, I'm very interested in that. But I tend to do that wherever I go. I wander a little bit. I look for places to eat that, you know, aren't your standard places that you've been to. If you don't recognize it, but there's a lot of cars in the parking lot, that's usually a good sign you're going to have a good meal. So if anybody has recommendations, you can always send those to me. I mean, you can find me on Facebook or Twitter. Just shoot me a recommendation. And if, you know, if I have the time, I will certainly try to get to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot to offer in Southwest Michigan. One last question for you, because you mentioned cowboys. Are you going to wear a cowboy hat at any point?
No comment.
No? All right. Maybe it's a surprise. I don't know. Either way,
it's yet to be seen.
Somebody needs to bring a cowboy hat if you're not going to wear one. But
what we'll do. It's bring your own cowboy hat night.
I like it. I like it. This sounds like it's going to be a fantastic concert. Really looking forward to it. Again, Brittany, for people as they are making their way to this Summer Series concert, again, what do they need to know? It's happening Saturday the 14th. What time do we need to get there? What do we need to bring? And how much does it cost?
Yes, so it's at 6:30 at the Shadowland Pavilion. That's right on the beach at St. Joseph, Michigan. Gates open at 5:30, so come early, pick your spot, grab some food and a drink, and get ready for an exciting concert. You can get tickets on our website, or you can call or stop by our office. Lawn seats are $20, $30 for reserved, and $10 for children under 12.
Wonderful. It should be a fantastic time. I'm looking forward to the music, the food, the good times, the beautiful scenery of hanging out on the beach and listening to the symphony orchestra, and also getting to know Tim and your style. But also, Brittany, you couldn't do these concerts without generous sponsors as well. So who are some of those people that you want to highlight?
Yes, our sponsors for this concert are Edward J. Todd, 98.3 The Coast, and the Shull Foundation. And we also have another one. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Berrien Community Foundation. So we're very thankful for all of our sponsors.
Absolutely. Sounds like a wonderful time. Again, mark your calendars for the 14th and just enjoy a great concert with the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. But Brittany, so nice to have you tell us all about the things that are going on. And Tim, nice to meet you and have you tell us a little bit about yourself and this concert.
Well, thank you for having me on and for, you know, speaking a little bit about what we do. And we hope to see everybody out there.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.